This is Earth and Sky with a question from a listener.
She asks, sometimes when the wind is strong, it howls, and other times it doesn't. I was wondering, what makes the wind howl?
Well, in some ways, wind can be like a swiftly flowing river. You know how whirlpools can form in river water due to rocks or other obstacles in the way? The same thing can happen with wind. Whirlpools can form when the wind passes an object, such as a chimney or building or tree, and the object disturbs the wind's flow. Sometimes whirlpools form in wind without any objects in the way. There may simply be instabilities in the wind itself. In either case, these whirlpools are what cause the wind to howl.
Inside a whirlpool of wind, the air expands slightly, the air pressure gets lower, and this expansion of air creates a sort of pulse of pressure. When a series of pulses hits the ear, it produces the howling sound we hear. So you hear wind howl when there are whirling eddies in the wind.
These whirlpools set off a domino effect of vibrations which travel through the air until they hit your eardrum and make it vibrate. And that's when you hear the wind howl. That's our show for today, made possible by the National Science Foundation. To ask your Earth or Sky question, come to earthsky.org. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.